Today I'm talking with Fraser Rogers, who is the Manager of Broadcasting, Communications, and Public Relations for the Prince George Cougars, to discuss the recently approved WHL season. Hi, Fraser.
Hey, Carl. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Of course. How excited are you and everyone at the Cougars to finally get back on the ice?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're super excited. It's been a long year because March 7th, 2020 was the last game for the Cougars before the pause during the pandemic when it started last spring. We're almost at that date, a few days shy of a year of not playing an actual game. So a long time coming. A lot of people were getting, very frustrated, anxious to get back on the ice. And we thought then on March 7th, 2020, it'd only be like a couple weeks and then the season would resume. Little did we know, fast forward a year later, and the puck will drop 384 days from the last time we played up until March 27th. 384 days. Yeah, I did the math the other night, and I had to recheck it a few times just to make sure the math was right. But it's a long time coming, and I think just for the mental health for these players, they're 16 to 20-year-olds. They're teenagers, and mental health is a big thing during the pandemic for everyone, but especially young people. And I think it's just good for the mental health of these young men to get back to doing what they love.
Definitely, definitely. No, and affecting the fans too. And like you said, just everybody, even if you don't acknowledge it, it's having some sort of effect on you.
Oh, yeah, it's great. That's a great point. It's just fans. It's everyone, coaches. Their job is to coach. And if someone takes your job away from a year, that could be a big impact on you.
Mm-hmm. In your opinion, what challenges does the new bubble approach bring to the teams?
Well, that's a loaded question, Carl. We're learning. The biggest challenge is the unknown, because there's categories of what we know, what we don't know, and what we're looking to know about in the sense of this bubble. We know it's going to be 60 days roughly in Kamloops, based in Kamloops for us. There's three teams in Kamloops, us, Vancouver, and the Blazers. And then in Kelowna, it's the Rockets and the Victoria Royals based there. But 60 days based in Kamloops, basically you're going to the hotel, across the street, you walk to the rink, play and practice, and that's it. So the challenge is, I think, we talk about mental health. It's just, keeping yourself level. It'll be fun playing games for the kids, no question about it, getting back to doing, their passion, their dream of playing hockey. But the challenge is going to be when you're not playing, how to keep yourself busy, because there's a lot of time in this bubble that you're not going to be playing, the sense of at night, after games, days off. How do you manage your time? Mm-hmm. And the big thing is just getting into it. There's a week of quarantine starting for the players a week before the March 13th intake. And then March 13th, they have to stay another week in the hotel room once they get to Kamloops and then do their testing with that PCR advanced COVID testing. So It's 2 weeks of testing on either side in their home market. And then once they get to Kamloops, another week. So that's going to be the challenge. I think it's just staying sane, basically, and not going stir crazy in the sense of getting cabin fever and being cooped up too long. And then I think the overall challenge is just the grind of the schedule. It's going to be 28 games in 47 days for the Prince George Cougars. That's a very, very crowded schedule. The players won't be complaining because they haven't played for a year, but it's still going to be busy. So you have to take care of your body and take care of your mental health as well, because it's going to be a unique environment. No one's ever experienced this before at our level. It's a first of its kind. So you just have to take it day by day. But the challenges are just the great unknown of being in a bubble environment. We've seen it in the NHL when they did that back in Edmonton and Toronto back in the summer to finish their season. But that's an NHL budget. So it's a little different at the junior level. So it's the great unknown, Carl, and I look forward to kind of learning as we go.
Awesome. Do you think the Cougars, and I guess any teams in the BC division of the WHL, will experience any rink rust in their first game back?
Yes. I think every team, we're going to be a little rusty. No matter how much you're practicing on their own, the players have been going to private instructors in their hometowns and going to hockey schools and doing skills training. It doesn't equate to a game-like experience when you're going head-to-head with the competition of the WHL, the highest level of junior hockey in Canada, major junior. So, I think it's going to be rusty, not just for the players, the Zamboni drivers, the head coaches, the radio guys like myself, you know, getting the cobwebs out and getting back into the swing of things. Because it's not just like turning a switch on. It takes a lot of effort and prep to get a season and get games off the ground here. So the players, I'm sure the first couple of games, they're not going to be Picassos, put it that way. I'm sure there's going to be work in progress. But as they get into the swing of things, I think it's like riding a bike. It comes back to you very quickly. So probably about a few games into it, you know, the hockey will get better, but there's no exhibition either. It's going to the bubble and then it's regular season. So there's no tune-up games for these guys to, you know, shake out the rust. So, you know, the first couple games might be a little rough, but I think we're so desperate and just so eager to see hockey, we'll think it's the best hockey ever played. Just to see it, just to see it on the ice again. You know, it could be an 8-7 game where there's no defense and no goaltending and everybody's going to love it.
Yeah.
Because it's junior hockey's back. But yeah, there's definitely going to be rink rust. And I think it's going to be, and the thing is, no one's has an advantage over the other because everybody's in the same boat. So everybody's rusty. Everybody's going to be a little bit behind the eight ball to start, and that's okay because we're all in the same boat.
Mm-hmm. Are there any positive aspects to only playing teams in the BC division?
I think creating healthy rivalries, and maybe not creating, I should correct myself, adding on to, building upon the rivalries that are already there. You know, sure. Kamloops and Kelowna traditionally have a great rivalry. Those two interior teams, you know, it's only, what, an hour and 45 minutes away from those two communities.
Yeah.
They both have great playoff series. You know, Kamloops and Kelowna, they always, you know, have that back and forth, kind of those sibling squirrels. It's the brother mentality, I say. One city thinks they're better than the other. You know, it's not just the two teams. It seems like the two cities are pitted against each other. So that's a great rivalry. That will be even more heated. Vancouver and Victoria have had a good rivalry in the last few years because of playoff series. And Prince George's had a healthy rivalry with Kamloops in the last couple of years. Just they've been great season series, some really competitive games. You know, the closest geographical team to Prince George's, Kamloops. But there's been some really good hockey between the two teams. You know, Prince George is kind of the outside looking in on those traditional rivalries just because where we're located on the map. Mm-hmm. But they always find a way to get really involved and get really heated with the Kamloops Blazers. And, you know, the Kelowna Rockets were always kind of that team on the pedestal in the BC division. And they had all those, you know, NHL stars. They won a lot of championships. Everyone wanted to, you know, beat Kelowna. They had the target on their back. But now it's kind of the torch has passed a little bit to teams like Vancouver and Kamloops are on the uprise. And even Prince George, a young, nice core coming together for us, yeah, a team that's going to be good in a couple of years. But the rivalries, to answer your question, they're going to be even more amplified, if you will, in this environment because you're playing each other six times, but you're in close quarters with one another. You're at the same rink. You're in the same hotels. It's like going on a family road trip. After a couple of days, you just want to grab your sibling's neck and ring them, right? So it's going to be like that. It's going to be, and there's going to be some rivalries, I think, on the staff. You're going to be sick and tired of seeing each other.
Oh, yeah, I could imagine.
There could be some good squirrels behind the scenes with one another is getting on top of each other because you're living in this environment. But yeah, the rivalries, I think, will be amplified. And then going into next season, come next October, I think that's going to do really good for a traditional hockey season because we're going to have all these carryover emotions from this bubble environment.
Oh, definitely. And something you kind of touched on there, but to elaborate a little more on it, what are some of the challenges that come from being the northernmost team in the WHL?
I think it's just the stereotypes of, you know, oh, Northern BC, you know, like we don't want to go play there and no one wants to play there. And that's really changed under the general manager and head coach, Mark Lamb, and his staff in the last couple of years since he's been hired 2 years ago in the summer of 2018 to come on board and rebuild this organization from the hockey side of things. It's been a real good 180 in that attitude. We've seen high-end players in the draft now commit and want to come to play in Prince George, where in years past, Carl, that might not have been the case. You know, geography, just where we are on a map, kids don't want to live in quote-unquote the north, even though it's central interior. It's not even northern BC, but, you know, people think this is, you know, the North Pole when they're living in the lower mainland or they're coming from, you know, other provinces like Saskatchewan, Manitoba, or Alberta. But I think those challenges, the geography myth, you know, they travel too much and the travel's very comfortable. You stay in the, you know, top hotels, you eat at the nicest restaurants. It's very good travel. The ownership here has invested in a brand new bus a year ago. They bought a brand new bus, state-of-the-art for the team. So it's really good travel. So that's not even really an obstacle anymore. And I think that whole, you know, challenges of recruiting and stereotypes are going to go away because of COVID, because I think people are just so desperate to get back to doing what they love. I don't think they go play in Timbuktu if all they could care, I think, at this point. You know, they just want to play. They just want to play hockey. So traditionally, that was maybe the challenges for this team, was just that stereotype of our market and where we are, you know, on the map in BC. But that has really, I think, quickly dissolved from the last couple of years, just because of the work of Mark Lamb has done for the organization and building up the draft and drafting young good players and really building something special here. And, you know, the fruits of their labor will come to bear in the next couple of seasons.
Oh, I believe it. And that's great to hear. If anyone is interested in streaming Cougars games online, where can they go to watch?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, with COVID-19 regulations, there's, you know, no fans allowed in these bubble environments, but all the games will be broadcasted online through the WHL streaming service. You just go to whl.ca and there'll be a big ad right there. Or you just Google CHL TV, and the streaming service is right there as well. So, yeah, whl.ca, all the games will be available there, or CHL TV, if you just, you know, Google it or whatever web browser you use as a search engine, and it'll take you right to the website, and every game is there, and there's packages for the entire season, or you can pay per game basis as well, and top quality online streaming as well, with, you know, high definition feeds and a really good presentation this year, so fans from the comfort of their couch can watch some WHL hockey.
Awesome. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me today, Fraser.
Carl, I appreciate it. Anytime.